Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the politics around us, and in our spiritual path. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, where it's finally become winter again after a long wet spell. And I'm joined tonight by Mark Woltz.
Yep, joining from New York City.
And we may or may not be joined by Ann Ort Leland in a little bit. She's been taking the day off. Oh, she's in Arizona at the OPA conference, the Organization for Professional Astrologers. Probably that. Well, wonderful. So I was looking tonight both at Kurt Douglas's chart and at the American chart because we are going through this ever so tough phase. But one of the things that Anne pointed out when we were first talking about the impeachment trials is that so many of the decisions made by the Congress were made while the moon was void, of course. And it didn't complete, you know. And often if things recur over and over again when the moon is void, of course, or you find important decisions being made at inauspicious time after time, the chances are that it wasn't meant to be at this particular time. But it's very important for people to remember that being acquitted does not mean found innocent. It means not enough evidence, and when you refuse to look at the evidence, it's easy to not have enough evidence. So it's one of the things that I'm seeing happening. And it's
what that shows tonight, is an inability to function. So the issues are known, and the strategies are put forth, but they don't function. That's the void moon.
Right. Interesting. And it's a wonderful time when the moon is void, of course, with a void of course moon, tell our audience what the void of course moon is and where to find out information about it.
When the moon enters a sign, it's going to move 1 degree at a time through that sign, and on its way, it forms aspect to other planets. And it can be squares, trines, at some point, it makes a last aspect in that sign. So before it leaves the sign, there's a period of emptiness where it has finished whatever dealings it has with the other planet, and it just rides through the rest of the sign as a void moon. And we say that during that void moon, there's a lack of functionality. Things don't happen. And it doesn't make things bad. It's actually a good period of time for kind of rethinking things, redoing things, but not having to make a firm decision or take a firm action.
And that does feel like an important thing to remember if you notice that you're making decisions if you can apply extra willpower to see it through and not drop the ball. Because you can almost think of the moon sort of swinging like an ape swinging through the forest from aspect to aspect. And when the void of course moon goes, there's a break for a minute where it's just hanging there in the tree until the moon changes signs, and then it's ready to swing into the next set of aspects that it can reach. Is my image of it. So it's reaching for something. And when it's just hanging there, it's great to just do anything that you need to hold still for. Meditate, be with somebody, walk the dogs, study, but not try to do that accomplishment piece.
Yep.
And it could be a few hours or it could be a few days, depending upon where all the planets are at the moment. The last, we have now Pluto at 27 degrees, so planets are only void when they get past that 27 degree mark, really.
Right.
And there's 30 degrees to a sign for people that are looking at it. And
so the big question on the impeachment trial is, mm-hmm. which came first, the void moon
yeah.
or the decision?
Right.
In other words, did
Absolutely.
They decide to take those actions on a void moon, and that
mm-hmm.
led to the difficulty, or
right.
was it bound to be difficult, and so therefore they happened to stumble into a void moon?
You know, I've never been able to figure that out, but I've noticed that when the decisions, you know, if the email has to be sent and the only time it can be sent is on a void moon, then probably that particular iteration of that issue is not going to happen.
Right. So just
you know?
let it fly and start
let it fly.
Something else again.
Right.
Change strategies.
And
develop a new initiative.
So I'm looking at the American chart, which has been kind of interesting. And this is the Mythic America chart at July 4th, 1776 at 5:15 p.m. in Philadelphia. And that that chart shows a lot of, you know, there's various different theories on what chart we should use for America, but this one really shows clear markings about the public view of how America is seen. For instance, that Saturn-Pluto opposition in 2001 on 9/11 happened right on the ascendant and descendant of that mythic chart. And if we do a progression for that chart, and we notice that 15 years ago, the American progressed sun went into Pisces and moved sort of out of cultural prominence for the moment. And another 15 years, it will head into Aries, and there's a good chance that it move back into leadership, but maybe through conflict. At the moment, the progressed moon is at 20 degrees of Capricorn, and it's coming to conjunct over the next 5 years. We're going to the dark of the moon, so it's kind of reviewing everything we've ever learned as a country, but having trouble getting new things started. And in the next... In 3 months, the progressed moon will conjunct Pluto, and then a few months after that, conjunct Saturn, transiting Pluto and transiting Saturn. And in 2022, we have a Pluto return for the first time. Pluto will be back where it was at the American, when the Declaration of Independence was signed. But if we can remember what our country was going through in those last 2 years before the Declaration of Independence was signed, we can see how, the echo of that tumultuousness of trying to figure out what is the base of power, how can we use power well, how not to use power, and how much this particular president has in common with the English government at that time of, you know, making decisions that weren't really reflective of the power of the people. The Pluto at the moment is at 23 degrees of Capricorn, and the American Mercury is 24 degrees Cancer. So our Saturn has just gone opposed to that Mercury, just as the impeachment proceedings went to the Senate, and Pluto is coming up to oppose that Mercury on and off this year. So we have you'd be very surprising if we were all sweetness and light and everything was wonderful and everybody was getting along with those transits. We just have work to do to get back to it. In another 10 months, and that is barely in time, probably not before the election, our progressed moon goes into Aquarius, and that Aquarius moon will help us move out of this 2.5 years of power, 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 and move into how about power to the people? What's the word, what is the words of the people being spoken? And that's going to be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So one of the things we noticed this week, Venus is about to leave Pisces, where it sort of left us feeling easily overwhelmed and sweet and emotional and, you know, all that kind of thing. But it goes into Aries this Friday. What do you think it's going to be like when Venus shifts gears here?
Well,
moves into Aries.
It usually is reflected in the arts, in romance,
mm-hmm.
and in finance.
Mm-hmm.
And I would expect a boost of energy for all of those
mm-hmm.
areas.
And everybody might just have a little bit more sense of gumption. Like, they can do it. They can manage.
Yeah.
They can do what needs to be done. I just looked, and our progressed moon leaves Capricorn and goes into Aquarius 2 days before the election, or 3 days before the election. So that's a good sign. That may
yes,
be hopeful for the next election. Mm-hmm. I see that a lot of people that I'm hearing from, besides the issues about what's my work, a lot of people are having to step up to the plate in their work because their boss quit or the person above them quit, or sometimes they're happy, thrilled that the jerk is gone, and sometimes they're sad because it was the best boss they've ever had and now they're gone. But everybody's having to step up to the plate in response, which is an interesting pattern.
Yeah. Yeah, I see a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. And, when we think of archetypes and father figures that go, it's sort of, now I wouldn't normally say, think of that with Kirk Douglas, but he was, he turned 103 about the time that his son got the Oscar recently, or the Emmy, and how good that was for both of them. Today, Kirk Douglas's progressed moon in Pisces conjunct Mars, and it feels like, oh, finally, something helped him let go. His Mercury is at 24 Pisces by progression, and Pluto is sextiling his progressed Mercury, but it's not easy aspect. And the sun is right on his natal Uranus. So those are all good exit times. He is given a roughly 0 degree Aquarius rising, and he's right on the cusp between Aquarius and Taurus. So Saturn and Pluto have been going through his 12th house and coming up to his ascendant. It looks like a fairly graceful way to exit. He was natally a Sagittarius, born within 2 hours of the full moon. He's a Sagittarius moon in Gemini. And, when I was growing up, I remember him being out, was it spearfishing somewhere? What was the name of that television show do you remember him being on?
No, I don't.
He was known for being outdoors, in any case.
Yeah.
Outdoors, and he has Mars in Capricorn. Natally is known for Spartacus, that chin of his, manly men doing manly things in the world.
I was probably out fishing instead of watching TV.
Yep. Exactly. So it's, bless him on his way, and we thank him for being an interesting character over the years.
Yeah.
So have you noticed anything in particular astrologically that you would like to mention to your audience?
Oh, we have Mercury in Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
And that always is a big shift.
Mm-hmm. How do you see that?
Pisces is very unfocused in a lot of ways,
mm-hmm.
or it focuses in with a soft focus instead of a
mm-hmm.
sharp focus, and so it has particular qualities to it. And when you have communications working through a soft focus, it can be a little confusing and a little bit not quite clear or nailed down the way that you might hope.
Mm-hmm. And I also think sometimes, you know, there's so many gifts to that combination, but once in a while you can, Mercury in Pisces can be drifty and dreamy and is wonderful for late winter, sitting by the stories, by the fireside telling stories. Out here, the tribe that we live near, where Ren works at the tribal college, they have a tradition that there are certain stories that you only tell after the winter solstice. You only tell when there's snow on the ground. That makes them special, and I'm sure that when they were trapped in their teepees all winter, because this was a teepee-using collection, the Salish and the Kootenai, that you wanted something special to share at that time of year. And it was these were the teaching stories and the creation stories and, you know, coming to know spirit stories. So it's pretty wonderful time with Mercury and Pisces to engage that tradition ourselves, however we want to do it. How do we do exactly that? You know, and tell our stories with one another this week. But I've also noticed that a lot of my clients, and I'm seeing so many Americans, you know, as if they were surprised that the Senate was going to acquit Trump, moved into, oh my God, the end of the world is here, we are all victims. And it's important to watch that with Pisces, that we feel everything, and that's the gift. The challenge is that we feel everything, and it's a little harder to shift that into a good place. So,
yeah.
Interesting collection. Now, before I start taking callers, I want to talk a little bit about our workshop coming up in March. If you Google Access Astrology 2020, it will take you to our EventZilla site, and with information about where it is, how much it is, and what we're covering over the weekend. And we'd love to see you there. We only get together once a year for a weekend to teach astrology, and it's always deeply satisfying time. Mercury
we always have
just
a lot
come
of fun.
Out of retrograde. We do.
And it's a lot of hands-on practice. So, and that's always fun for people.
Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't really matter, as long as you know the astrological terms, you can come in at any level, because we usually workshop each of the pieces at a sort of advanced beginners and intermediate and the advanced level. So we let you choose which of those three you are interested in, and you workshop the material in those groups, so you can learn at any level at this, just about any level, which is quite exciting. So let's take some callers.
Good.
And hello, 530 area code. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. I have some questions about my employment. My birthday is June 26th, 1959. Born in Los Angeles, California. At 8:18 p.m.
8:18 p.m. in Los Angeles.
8:18, yes.
Right. And so what's up with your employment?
So I've been So my question is, they're taking me from being an independent contractor to an employee, and it'll drop my pay by 30%. And and I'm thinking about starting my own business, and because I have a lot of experience in this area and I have a lot of clients that would follow me, and I was wondering how that
looks.
And
what kind of work is it? Because
I'm a personal trainer.
I'm a personal trainer.
Oh, yeah. Physical. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I now live in Lake Tahoe, and I've been here for 42 years, and I know a lot of people, and I've been doing the same business for a long time, most of my life. And so I just want to see how it looks for me. They told me by April 1st, this is when the transition is going to happen. And so I'm looking like after April 1st.
So what they offer to you is they give you work security, so you don't have to worry about it, but a big cut in pay. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and they don't offer me any security because I already have all my own clients. They don't provide them for me. Like they haven't done any of that for me. I've built my own business. I'm just an independent contractor there. They provide the gym.
Mm-hmm. And
but the kind of work I do, I don't need a lot. I don't use most of their gym equipment, and I've over the years bought a lot of my own things, and I would only have to buy a minimal amount of things to get started again because I do a lot of functional fitness, and so it doesn't require like a lot of equipment.
So it's interesting that as you ask us tonight, the moon is on exactly the same degree as your sun, which says good things in your house of career and work, how important your work is. As a Cancer moon in Pisces, you really didn't want to go do this. You know, that the last thing you want to do is go push yourself out there. You've got a nice lineup of Leo in the eighth house, which is really good for personal training, helping people with their resources, which is the first one is their body. You would rather, you know, doing the hustle and bustle of the business of promoting yourself wasn't your idea of a good time. But Jupiter, the big Saturn-Pluto conjunction that just happened, we were talking about how many people have had the tectonic plates underneath their work shift, and you just got that. And they're being asked to step up to the plate and step forward and do good work. Right now, and this year, the Saturn-Pluto conjunction is sextiling your moon in the house of neighborhood, so the good communication with the people around you. Jupiter's in the first house. It'll be good for to speak up and do publicity this year and to be known for what you do, to start working on your website now. Your progressed sun conjuncts Pluto this year, which sort of says, if you're going to do it, this is the year to do it. Don't wait a year. You know, it's kind of now or sit back and relax. Your progressed moon is coming out from a long spell underneath your chart and is in the fifth house heading into the sixth within about 5 months. So it looks to me like your work is picking up and that you want to grow your visibility. So for me, this looks good for you to go out on your own. What do you see, Mark? Do you have opinions on that?
You're well set up to be to create your own structure and discipline your own work, it's because you've responded well to the need for discipline. So you have an innate sense within you of how to organize things, and I would say don't worry about going out on your own. It's time.
Well, I'm
I think
pretty
that looks
excited
good.
About it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's been over the years, it's kind of been a little bit of a bad marriage with these people. And I've been just trying to, like, you know, just overlook it and just keep my good attitude and do what I do because I don't want to have to deal with them that much. But I feel like they don't really, for them, it's not going to look good when I leave because so many people love me there, and they're just, but that's not up to me. That's up to them.
And so, anyway,
I just wanted to see how that looked for me because it feels good.
I think it looks
really
good.
It's a little scary,
good.
But it feels good,
great.
Yeah.
I think it looks really good. It may take you a year before you feel like you know it's going to continue to grow, but I think you'll find it works very well.
Then I also had one more question. I own a house that I rent out, and I just found out I had to replace the roof. And I was looking to get a loan to do that. And mm-hmm. I did go into the bank the other day, and they're like reviewing everything. And I know Mercury's going to go retrograde, but kind of timely right now. So I was wondering how that looked.
But you already put it in. And so you put it in while Mercury was direct and moving fairly quickly. If they give you a decision as Mercury stations, which is around the 16th of February or March 9th, go back and you can say, you know, ask them at that point if they don't agree to it, see if you can go back in and discuss with them, you know, if there's one more piece of information that they need or one more example that they need. It would be good to do that before you become, you start working on your own.
I am doing that right now.
Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, do that first and then quit.
Yes. And even though it's by April that they're giving me the decision, I think it'll be the beginning of June when I actually make the move. I might work a couple months under those. Yeah. So
I think that'll work fine.
That works.
Okay, good. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you
so
much.
I'm
going
to say goodbye and go on to the next one, but good luck.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Sure. Take care. And hello, 901, you're on the air. How can we help you tonight? Hello.
Hey, hello, Heather. Hello, Mark. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can. How are you doing?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hello.
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Well, thank you all for asking. This is still... Yes. Yes, yes, yes. This is Sylvia.
Can you remind me of your birth information?
4/4/1961.
4/4/1961.
Yes.
And what time?
5:51 a.m.
And where?
Memphis, Tennessee.
That's what I thought. Now, tell me what's up and how can we help you?
What's up is I have been looking for employment since, like, last year, 2019, because I know Saturn is coming up on return. So I'm, like, looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't gotten any bites. And the bites that I thought I got, nothing has happened with these people. So.
And where are you living?
Memphis, Tennessee.
You are living in Memphis still. Okay.
Yes. And I would love to relocate. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love you to relocate too. You know, you've got a Mars on the IC line running near Memphis. If we move you just a little farther west to, you know, Indianapolis or the far end of the state, or it's, you know, St. Louis, New Orleans, you're under a Sun and Venus line more than the Mars line, and it might be a lot easier for you to find, or even Denver, where you've got a Mercury line, to find work than where you are now. So you might look just... Yes?
What about west
what
of
about
Denver?
Where?
What about some cities west of Denver, like Arapahoe, Littleton, Boulder, Pueblo.
Yep, those all look good. Mm-hmm. Those all look good.
Aravado, R-A-V-A-D-A.
Yep, anywhere out there along the line from anywhere that's in eastern, the eastern half of Colorado and New Mexico, and that's, you know, just east of the Rockies rather than west of the Rockies. Now, we're running out of time, so I have to go, dear. Good luck on that. I'd say try that. And it feels like as the spring picks up, your chances are improve. Okay?
Okay. Thank you all so much. I appreciate you all.
Okay.
Thank you. You take care. It's always good to hear from you.
All right, y'all. You too. Y'all
okay,
stay
bye-bye.
Warm too.
Okay.
Thanks. And so we hope to see some of you in New York. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Have a great week. And enjoy the energy shift as the full moon picks up this weekend and Venus enters Aries. Everybody can get a little hot under the collar. So think about what you want to do with your sparks. Use them well, like good fires. This is Heather signing off from Montana, and
Mark from New York.
Mark.
Mm-hmm. Mark signing off from New York.
And Ann Ortley wishes us all well from Arizona. Take care.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye now.